This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 444 for Wednesday, June 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures finished higher on Wednesday, with the oilseed shooting upward near the end of the session. At the final settlement, the July canola contract tacks on 50 cents at $609.90 per ton, while the heavily traded November contract gains $2.30 at $628.40 per ton. A trader says canola was down a couple of bucks in the overnight session, but rose $6 or $7 this morning, only to fall back to be lower. The trader notes about half of today's activity in canola is due to the spreads, and he says the prairie canola is off to a good start, which puts pressure on the futures. With trading closed today in the United States for the Juneteenth holiday, support for canola is coming from upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Small losses in crude oil are weighing on the oilseeds. Manitoba Agriculture reports spring planting nudges up to 97% complete, with the province's canola at 96% seeded. The Canadian dollar is a pinch higher on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 72.92 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 72.87. With the Juneteenth holiday, U.S. grain markets will be closed until 7 p.m. CDT today. Meanwhile, an inverse in Chicago soybeans indicates a lack of farmer selling. The U.S. Energy Information Administration will postpone its ethanol report to Thursday. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will delay its export sales report to Friday. While the central and western parts of the U.S. Midwest are forecast to turn drier, the northern plains are to get more rain. The Illinois Wheat Association Crop Tour pegs the state's soft red wheat yield at 104 bushels per acre. Abiov estimates the Brazil soybean crush at 54.5 million tons and Brazil soybean exports at 97.8 million. A German farm association projects Germany's wheat to be down 5.5% from last year at 20.34 million tons. The German winter rapeseed crop is to drop 8% at 3.89 million tons. Dry conditions in China's north continue to pose a threat to its corn crop. Meanwhile, China corn imports in May of 1.5 million tons are the least amount in 13 months. Sovicon cuts its call on Russian corn production by 12% at 14.6 million tons and chops 13% from Russian wheat output at 80.7 million tons. Japan issues a tender for almost 85,000 tons of wheat split between Australia, Canada, and the U.S. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 19th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.